So this is a very good question, and it's actually one that we're working on now. We've decided to focus on industrial IoT for this project because we feel that that's an area that's less explored. And so we're in the process now of identifying the standards relevant to industrial IoT and then thinking about which of those bodies that we will focus on. At the moment, we're also involved with the UK government in providing some support in preparation for the upcoming WTSA meeting. So we'll be involved in the IoT elements of that. The question about, there's no easy answer, is there? And this is why, for us, it's bringing groups of, people around the table from different sectors, because it's not that we can't eliminate that someone could use a truck as a terrorist, or an airplane for that matter, as a terrorist weapon. We can't eliminate that. So we're trying to make the best decisions given the opportunities there, and that's where these kind of new ways of thinking about policy making, I think, are important, because fundamentally it's about acknowledging that without perfect evidence you're making a decision, and absolutely some of those decisions will turn out to be wrong because you don't have evidence. So then what happens when a decision is understood to have been, it wasn't the right one? Now, when that happens, that's a fault, and we see, oh, that person made the wrong decision, they should be sacked. Whereas this new thinking about policy making in these conditions of deep uncertainty is about thinking, what's the process? If something goes wrong, what's the next step? And it doesn't involve sacking the person that made the decision.